Okay, the boys said today's daf is daf Tzadik Dalit. We're holding Tzadik Gimel Amid Beis, the Mishnah, all the way in the bottom of the Amid. And the Mishnah begins. Shoyleach Adam Yerach Li Oyved Kechavim Shegir Hanashe B'Soicha Neishe Mekoyim Moy Nikr. Person allowed to go and send. In other words, he's allowed to sell to a goy a Yerach. Yerach, of course, is the thigh of the animal in which the Yid HaNosha is typically embedded. He's allowed to go and sell it to him, because you can easily tell where the Yid HaNosha is or is not. In other words, if you were to go and give the goy, sell the goy, a chatucha, it's cut up, then you wouldn't know whether or not Yid HaNosha is still embedded inside this piece of meat. However, if you give him a whole yerach, then it's very easy to tell, for those people, of course, that are familiar with the Gid HaNosha resides as embedded in the Yerach, you can easily tell whether it's there or not. So, Emet Hashem will see in the Gemara, what's the Shaila over here? There is no Isser for a Goy to eat Gid HaNosha. And a Goy is not allowed to eat Eivim Menachai. But the din of Gid HaNosha only applies to Yidin. Al-Kein Le-Yoichu B'nei Yisrael Es Gid HaNosha Ad HaYoyim Hazeh. And even though we've seen a couple of times in the Gemara refers to B'nai Noyach, doesn't really mean B'nai Noyach Goyim, it really means Yidin. And the term B'nai Noyach is kind of a borrowed term that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the din of Gid HaNosha applied even before Klal Yisrael received the Torah on Har Sinai. So the Gemara called it B'nai Noyach. But the Gemara does not seriously entertain that a Goy has a din of Gid HaNosha. So therefore, what's the problem of giving or selling a goy a Gid HaNosha? So we'll see in the Gemara, there are two possibilities. Number one, the resale, that this goy is not going to keep it for himself. He's going to sell it to a yid, and that yid is going to chas v'sholem be nichshel in Gid HaNosha. And then later on, the Gemara is going to entertain, no, we mean even vis-a-vis the goy, don't go and sell it, even if I know that the goy is going to go and eat it and not sell it to a yid. So what's the problem of a goy eats Gid HaNosha? So Gemara is going to tell us the problem is not the goy eating the Gid HaNosha, the problem is selling this yerach to the goy, where the goy will think that this happens to be super kosher. He wants to be able to tell his family and his friends, you see that wonderful Jew, my neighbor, he goes and gives me not just any plain pork or any plain tarfis. He goes and gives me the type of meat which is muhudr, which is so special. It has on it 8 rabbinical certifications from around the world. Wow! So therefore you now let it go and be goyniv das abriyas. Even the goy who's going to think that he's getting a real special matana. Oh, super kosher meat. No. You're not allowed to do that. We're going to talk about that a little bit further in the Gemara. Anyway, but the assumption at the outset is that the reason why there's a problem of giving or selling a goy meat with his Gid HaNosha embedded in it is because he's going to go and sell it to a yid. And of course, the obvious question is, how can a yid go and buy kosher meat from a goy? All of that in Emet Hashem we will discuss momentarily. So once again, Shaleach Udim Yerach Le'oivik Kechavim. You can go and send them the whole Yerach when it's not cut up, when it's intact. Why? Because even if the goy sells it after that to a yid, he knows that the Gid HaNosha is there because he can easily open up the yerach. Oy, I see it was not deveined. They didn't take out, it was not getreibert. They didn't take out the Gid HaNosha. So you don't have anything to worry about. Mekoyminik. Zok Yimara. Shloima in Chatuchaloi. Dafka because it's a sholem. In other words, the yerach is bishleimis. It was not cut into pieces. But if it's cut into pieces, it's shemisht. Why? Because if it was cut up and the Gid HaNosha was not removed, the yid that's going to go and buy it from the goy, based on the assumption that this is kosher meat, might think that the Gid HaNosha has been removed, just like today. When we buy, I'm sorry? The yid is buying it from the goy. That's the whole discussion over here. Nachum was up there. The Gemara doesn't discuss it, but Rashi does point out immediately, the Gemara is going to ask immediately, if the Baruch Hashem Yimachavim to the Rashi asks, how are you even Gemara Parach Hechi Zavni Yisrael Basa Me'ev Gechavim? How can a yid go and buy meat from a goy? So Emet Hashem will try to address all of these questions as we go through. Anyway, Freitim of Mayaskina, what is the Mishnah talking about? There could be two possibilities. It could be a place where it's a mokim shemachrizin, or a mokim she'ein machrizin. Machrizin, and ein machrizin is referring to publicize whether or not there are any tarfis by yoimahu. As we'll see in Mitzvah momentarily, Rashi tells us that we're talking about a place where all the tabachim, all the butchers, all the meatmongers were all frema erlecha yidin. There was no goyisha buser store. There was only kosher stores from tabachim Yehudim. And if and when they found a treifa on a given day, some mekoymis was that they would go and make a public announcement. They would go and put a poster up in Bes Medrash. Boy, say you should know, tarfis was found today among the Yiddish tabachim. Or there were mekoymis that they didn't make those types of putting up the posters. The purpose of that putting up a poster, of course, is that if you go and buy it directly from the Jew will tell you kusha, treif, etc. But if you're going to go and buy it from a goy, you're going to want to know whether today they found any tarfis in the Beis HaMitbachayim, in the Shlachtos. It'll all become much clearer as we go through. Anyway, the Ma'iskinen. So what is the Mishnah talking about? Ilema mokim she'ein machrizin. It's a type of place where they never make that announcement. Your tarfis. Nish tarfis. Reitimar chatuchanami lishdolei. There should be no problem in even selling to the goy a chatucha where it's cut up. No Jew is going to go and buy from the goy in the first place. Not only because of Basar Shinis Alman Ayin that Rapertzi was referring to, but because maybe that day when they shechted the animal was a treifa. And what did the yid that had that treifa do? He went and he sold it to the goy. After all, the goy has no problem in eating treifas, and he gave it to him where he sold it to him. And since it's a mokim she'ein machrizin, they don't let anybody know and say, Arboisai, we got bad news for you. Unfortunately, there was a treifa today in the shlachtos. They don't talk about it. That's not the minig to be machriz. So if it's not the minig to be machriz, any day of the week, the tabach sells meat to the goy, whether it's bishleima or with chatucha, there will be no resale market to a yid, because a yid is never going to go buy it from the goy. Maybe what the goy got was tarfis. I didn't hear any announcement. If it's a mokim she'ein machrizin, you're never going to hear an announcement. So therefore, le'osel mizbine, nobody's going to go and buy from the goy in the first place. And mokim she'machrizin, the chayim must be talking about that normally they do make an announcement. And Baruch Hashem, there were no announcement made today, and therefore I can assume that all meat that's being sold in the marketplace is all kusha v'yusher. Then shleim enami lelish telei, the chotech lei umazben lei. You shouldn't be allowed to go and sell a shleima to the goy, because what's the concern? The concern is that there might be a cut up gid hanosha within the meat. Even though you, the Jew, didn't go and cut it into chatichos, what's stopping the goy from going and cutting it into pieces of meat? After all, most retailers don't go and buy a whole yerach. They go and buy slices of meat for their mishpucha, for themselves, etc. So if it's a mokim shemachrizin, where normally they announce when there is a treif, and today they didn't make such an announcement, and so therefore the assumption is all the meat in the marketplace is kusha. So shleima nami l'nishtelei, you shouldn't be able to go even sell or give to the goy a shleima, because even though the Mishnah says, well, you don't have to worry about it, because if a Jew buys it, mokim nikar, that's, my good friend, if the yid is going to go and buy the whole yerech. But maybe the chotech lei, the goy himself, will cut it down into smaller slices of meat and put it in nice cellophane and sell it umazman lei. And therefore, how does it help that you're giving him a shleima when you made a chilik in our Mishnah between a shleima and a chatucha? There's no nafkimina, because although you, the Jew, didn't go and cut into pieces, the goy will cut into pieces. And inside that cut up piece might be a shtik giranosha. So l'chori the Gemara good gefreit, and therefore the Gemara gives now a teretz based on both possibilities. E boy yisei memokim she'achrizin, v'e boy yisei memokim she'ein machrizin. Remember, machrizin means that that place they normally announce when there's a tarfis found in the shlachtos, and there was no such announcement made today. So zok Gemara, so what was the concern? The Gemara's concern was starting on the second line. Why are you telling me don't send the shleima? Because you have shleima. Why does it say in the Mishnah that you're allowed to sell a shleima? Shleich adam. Maybe the goy is going to go and cut it up. Says the Gemara, you don't have to worry about that. there's a fundamental difference between the way the Jew is going to go and cut up a Yerech and the way a Goy is going to cut up a Yerech. Because since the Jew is concerned about Gid HaNoshe, if he takes the Yerech and sells it to retail customers, he's going to cut it in such a way that a Yid is able to be makir, to be able to discern that you still have the Gid HaNoshe, as well as to be able to extricate the Gid HaNoshe from the Basar. So he's going to go and cut it, if you will, in a vertical way, thinking of the leg standing up on the ground, like if you had a live animal, and you had the animal's leg standing up, there's a Gid HaNoshe that's coming down from the hips, down all the way close to the bottom, to the feet of the animal. So the Yid that's going to go and sell it is going to sell it in a vertical way, so that, number one, either you can tell that the Gid HaNoshe is there or not, and even if the Gid HaNoshe is still there, you'll be able to easily extricate it yourself. Mashenkin, the Goy doesn't care which way he cuts it, and he might cut it horizontally, in other words, perpendicular to the Gid HaNoshe, and then in that slice of meat, your 1 pounder or 6 ounce or whatever that you bought, there might be Gid HaNoshe embedded in it, and you wouldn't know. So therefore, Zokti Gemara, you don't have to worry about selling to the Goy a Shleima, and you're saying to yourself, oh, yoy, yoy, but the Goy is going to cut it up. As soon as the Yid sees it, it's cut it up. It's cut up, he'll know that the Goy cut it, and there's a good chance and likelihood that there's a Gid HaNoshe, and he won't buy it. So maybe the idea, it's ganz klug. They never announce whether or not something, there's tarfis in the shlachtos that day. And so therefore the assumption is that no Jews are going to ever buy from a goy that's trying to resell, because maybe that day the meat that he's trying to resell is treifa. But there's a gzeira. Shemit nena loy b'fnei Yisrael acher. When the original tabach, the original butcher, is giving or selling it to the goy, maybe there's another yid that's present at that time, and that yid sees, oh, the yid is giving it to the goy, and the Gemara doesn't say it, it's a shikl ikachusim in a sefer, but he heard rumblings that this, in fact, is kosher meat, either that the yid that's giving it to the goy says to him, I want you to know, this is kosher, Baruch Hashem, no treifas today, or he just happened to hear in Bismedish, good news, there was no tarfas today in the shlachtos, so he sees how he's giving it to the goy, and he heard that it happens to be kosher, and so therefore, what's the problem over here? The problem is that if you're going to go and cut it into small slices, if the yid is going to go and cut into small slices, the purchaser, the yid that's buying it from the goy, he normally would never go to the goy to purchase, but he saw himself how the yid sold the shtickle to the goy, and he heard rumblings that Baruch Hashem, there was no tarfis today, so he might very well go and buy it from the yid. If the yid is going to go and give the goy chatucha cut up already, oy, 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 maybe there's Gid HaNoshe in it. And the yid doesn't care that the goy is going to eat Gid HaNoshe or not, because the goy doesn't have a din of Gid HaNoshe. So therefore, you can only buy it if it's a shleima, then you can see makoy my nicker that there is no Gid HaNoshe problem. But if you sell a chatucha, oy, 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 there might be Gid HaNoshe embedded in it. The Iboy Seima. But now we have a brand new pshat, have nothing to do with the yid being nichshal in Gid HaNoshe based on a resale. But rather the problem is selling it to the goy. What's the problem? So there's some noise in the background. Everybody please try to put yourselves on mute or eliminate the noise. The Iboy Seima. Mishim de kogonev lei ledat. It is what we call Gineves Das. Gineves Das means deceiving people. The Omer Shmuel, also link of Das Abri is a fellow Dachel Oivik Echavim. Not only a fellow Jew, but a fellow a goy gomer and idolater, you're not allowed to be going of Das. And therefore, what's the problem of Gineves Das over here? So Rashi says that the goy believes that this Tabach is one of his best friends. He's a real, real good, solid citizen, good, solid friend. And when he's selling him the meat, he's assuming that this meat is super, super kosher. And it's really going to be as... I remember... The Choyer comes from Lisignoy.
What?
The Choyer comes from Lisignoy.
What?
Lisignoy. That freight, what's the Makar? The Choyer from Lisignoy. In other words, Gnev is not only in Mammon, it's also in... It could also be out in Israel. No, Ken Zayn, even though I know is usually six.
Yeah, could be.
Anyway, the article has a long footnote on it, as what they say, whether it's Loisoinu, any one of those things. Anyway, you're not allowed to be going of das habrias.
Here we say tuas akim is mitter.
Yeah.
It can't be worse than the tuas akim. The gneivus das. It's not worse than tuas akim.
That we're gonna have the omen base. We're gonna have that omen base. Okay. Anyway, if you look at the Rashi, just halfway down the Omid in the Rashi, the goy of dat to the oivik chavim, kesova, the goy thinks she is well as that I have a mioid. She talked that he was masakin, but Torah bal little gida. He cleaned out all the chaylev, and he cleaned out all the gid, so it should be really the best. At sheniris liatzvay, so that it's already kosher for the Jew himself. The yachach nosen loy. Now he said to the goy, I want you to know, I was going to have a big dinner, a big suda tonight. And I want to invite you, but you can't come, whatever you have. Yep. So I'm going to give you a piece of meat over here. It's the best in the shah. V'yachah nosalei, v'ulei notlei. And actually the Jew did not take out the gidanoshim. V'nimtza, machzik le'toi v'chinam. As a result, the goy thinks nicely about the Jew for naught. In other words, he has no real reason because the Jew, quote-unquote, has deceived him by going and giving him meat that he thought was super kosher, and really it's gunish. My father's kind of bruchah told us a story that he had a super who was a Spanisher, like most superintendents are. So he's a super from one of his buildings, and he said when he buys salami, he only buys Hebrew National. Why? He says, they're non-kosher. That's full of junk and full of who knows what. The kosher, I know, that's a much better and a much better product. I know they take out all the junk, and it's kosher. So that's how I give it to my family. Whether it's true or not, I don't know whether the kosher is any better than the non-kosher. But at least it's kosher. So the point over here is there are goyim that are mak, but they want to eat kosher, not because they want to eat kosher, but when they get a kosher piece of meat, it's a chashivas. So, not just eating the regular junk that they always receive.
Why is this relevant that he's mazik le'toyve? If he wouldn't be mazik le'toyve, make me yogurt. What is that relevant?
So what's wrong here? I'm assuming that's the taich of Gneivus Das. If the goy could care less whether it's kosher or non-kosher, if the goy doesn't care whether it's kosher or non-kosher, what's Gneivus Das? I don't have to tell him. He didn't ask me, I didn't tell him. It was my nafkimina. But since there are goyim that feel very strongly about this, and therefore, either for because he likes kosher or because of the yedidus, the friendship that he has with his fellow Jews, so then if you go and do anything which makes him think, oh, you're being so nice to him, and it's not true, then you're going to die. Okay, the Omar. Sorry, Nachum?
The supplier today of halal meat.
Yeah.
He's nearby.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay.
The nearby truck comes 6 o'clock in the morning in Manhattan, and they wind up by 30 of those halal meat stands.
Uh-huh.
They all get from the nearby.
Good to know, because I have a halal meat in my neighborhood. I could buy from him now. Oh, you see that? Okay, anyway, Frank Timura. So this is the halucha that our Mishnah taught us, and the Shmuel says the reason for our Mishnah has nothing to do with Yidin eating Gidanasha, it's Gnevis Das. Freytimor v'hadi Shmuel, not Freytimor v'hadi Shmuel, la b'feirishin ma'ala mekolit. Shmuel never said it expressly, we can only learn it from Amasa. What was Amasa show? The Shmuel avakam avar b'mebra, Shmuel was going on a ferry from one side of the river to the other side, and you had to go and pay a certain amount, the fare. However, you didn't have to pay in cash, you could also go and pay in goods. So Omalei the Shamis, he said to his Shamis, Paisilim Abure, go and pay off the ferry operator, and so we should be able to go. Paisei, he was Mephias, and Mephias means to appease. Notice that the two words are very similar, appease and Mephias. The Ikbit, and Shmuel got very upset. No, well, what was the problem? My time Ikbit. He told me Mephias, he was Mephias, and good. So what? Omer Abai. So we have two versions of the story. Omer Abai, Tana Goy, this Treifa Hava. V'yo Vanille, Bimar Dishkuta. There was a Tana Goy, this Treifa. They had a dead rooster, which was a Treifa. Either that it was already dead, or it's talking about that he shechted, and they found that it was a Treifa. Anyway, they package it up nicely, and they give it to the ferry operator. Here, we have for you a Tana Goy, this. The goy thought, "Ooh, it's a shchuta, it's a guta geshocht." In fact, he even saw the mokum shchita. He didn't realize that it was a treifa. So now he's machzik toiva that the Jew gave as a super kosher meat, and that's why Shmuel had a hakpada. In other words, if you wanted to go and give him treifa, you should have told him. Unfortunately, he's got treifa, but it's still it's good. It's geshmak. But he didn't say anything. So therefore, Shmuel felt that this was an iser of the gneivus das. Rav Omar was a little bit different. Rav Omar Anpika Omar Leila Ashkuye. He told him, go and give him an Anpika. An Anpika is the name of a a container of a cup that holds the shear of an anpika, twice, which are revias, two revias, and a half a revias, whatever it was. And he gave him, told him, give him an anpika of some wine to drink. And v'ashkiye chamre mezika, instead of giving him fresh wine, he gave him wine which he diluted heavily with water. And so then, when Shmuel heard that, oi, how could you do something like that? I meant you should go and give him pure, wonderful wine. Let him go and dilute it and make multiple cups, etc. Why did you go and give him chamre mezika instead of pure wine, which was my intention? So again, gnevistas. So how did the Gemara introduce this? The Gemara said that Shmuel didn't say befeirish, he said meklola. Now, whenever you say that miklala, it kind of gives you a little bit of a negative connotation. If you would have said it crystal clearly as octus, but if he didn't, based on a masa, no, maybe I could dingzach, maybe I could come up with a different interpretation. So, he said he was very upset at the shamus for going and doing geneva stats. And for the Gemara, v'chik miklala mai. So according to the first pshat of Abaye, that it was a treifa, maybe the hakpoda of Shmuel was not on Gneivas Das. Then maybe Amai Tisha Isura. What are you having in your backpack treifa meat? As soon as you realize it was treifa, you should have thrown it into the garbage, or give it to the klovim, or sold it to a goy. Why are you traveling on this ferry with the treifa meat? So in other words, maybe the hakpoda of Shmuel was not because he was going of Das of the ferry operator, but what are you going around with strafe meat in your backpack? Lamandi Yamanafka, according to the second shot, according to Rava, Omalelashkuye Anafka Chayimashma. The word Anafka, the way we learned it until now, was just a measurement of a cup. This cup holds 5 ounces, 6 ounces, a revius, a halber revius, whatever it happens to be. However, the Gemara is saying, according to this shot, Anafka has a more subtle and profound definition, not only a measure, but it means specifically a measure of fresh wine, which has not been diluted. And you, the Shamus, you defied what I told you to do. I told him, give him an afka of fresh wine, and you diluted it, and that's why you had the akpada. The akpada was not on the Gnevis Das, but on the Shamus. I'm sorry?
That would be the same reason
as the Gnevis Das. Yeah, but
he would cure only because he didn't listen to him. Meaning so, that he gave him the wrong thing.
That's what the Gemara is saying. Shmuel never said befeirish in that masa that the reason why he was angry at the Shamus was because of Gnevis Das. The reason why he was angry at it perhaps was because the Shamus didn't listen. I want a Shamus that listens to my orders and to my requests and doesn't ignore them. Here you have a Shamus. I went and told him, go and give him fresh wine. And a nafka, by definition, according to the pshat here, means fresh wine. He goes and gives him diluted wine. This matakup, what did you do? You know, you're going to ruin my relationships with the goyim.
I wouldn't care, Batson, unless it was really David's nuts. But this, meaning treif, I can understand. Why are you holding treifas in your knapsack?
The Rashi says he's makbid because he didn't give him his proper kovet. Uh-huh. Look at the Rashi. A nafka chayim mashma. See, you're at 7-8 lines before the wide lines. So Rashi, mishim yakr didei ikpid. He was upset at the Shamus. You didn't listen to me. I don't need a Shamus not to listen. I can get plenty of Shamusim not to listen. I need a Shamus that listens to me. So maybe that was the reason for his akpada, having nothing to do with the inyan of Goynev Das. It's not that Chas Hashem, the Gemara is saying Goynev Das a priest is mutter. He just means that you don't have a raya from this Masa Shoyim. Tanya, so since we start doing my Gnevis Das, I don't want to be Goynev Das. The Gemara is going to continue talking about the inyan of Gnevis Das. It's Tanya. Hoyer Meir Oymer. Al Yisarev Odom Lachaver. Yisarev means to go and urge and to persist like a nudnik. Come, please, come to Ich Beitach Nochmul and Nochmul, come to me. Yisarev Odom Lachaver, Lissoit Etzloi. He knows that for the last 25 years, he dams with me in Bismedish. Countless people have invited him, please come for Kiddush, please come for Seder. He never goes anywhere. Why doesn't he go anywhere? I don't know. Either because he's one of these introverts, or maybe he's machmir, you know, with Allah Chazoin Ish, Shitas, Metal, Samaruvza, Chimris, whatever, and therefore he doesn't eat anywhere. Whatever the reason is. So for me to go over to him, the reason why I'm doing it, because I want to go and act as if, oh yeah, I love you so much, and please, and I beg you, and it would mean a kuvit for me, and a kuvit for Ganegan, a pleasure and a privilege, and he wants him, machabit him, but he knows that deep in his heart, he's never going to go and come. So that's also a form of Gnevis Das. Don't do it. You know he's not going to come. If you want to go and invite him once or twice, that's fine. But to go and persist, Nochmul, Nochmul, and you know he's not going to come, that's Gnevis Das. Same thing. Instead of inviting him for a meal, you want to go and give him gifts. not a gift in Yiddish, a present. Wait, a gift in Yiddish, not such a... Yeah. Anyway, so you should not go and say, I want to give you this present, that present, this present, that. So don't mitzvah. You want to offer him once, it's fine, but don't yarbele. So now the good old days is, you know, you didn't go to the store and you buy a finished bottle of wine, a chweiz kedem, manashevitz, or whatever type you happen to like. But rather, we're talking about a situation where a person would bring in his own bottle, and the moicher of the yain had a large chavius, and he only opened up the chavius, a brand new chavius, from time to time, when he knew he had a lot of customers, a lot of retail customers, and so then he would say, okay, I'm going to open it because I have reservations today for 20 customers that are coming in, because if you would open up the barrel and nobody comes, guess what? After a short period of time, it's going to go bad. And therefore, you don't want wine to go bad. It's going to go sour. It's going to turn into essig, into vinegar. So, what happens if a chushiv, a person, comes by, and you go and tell him, Gzantite, you see, I'm opening up a barrel specially for you. In other words, implying, if nobody else comes, it's worth it, even if the whole wine spoils. I won't whine because of it, because I gave you the first wine, I'm so zufrieden, I was able to mechabed as a odom choshen ma'oid, such a respected individual. So what the person might do is, he is, for instance, a wholesaler. He's the one that produces the wine. He sells it to the wine merchant, to the retailer. And he already has a retailer that is going to come later today, and he's going to go and buy the rest of the wine, whatever is left inside the barrel. So he was going to anyway open it today for that chenveni. And now he makes believe, when he's selling it to this particular yid, that the reason why he's opening it is for him, and I don't care if all the rest of the wine goes into the drain, into the garbage, because for you, it's loinzach. Don't do that. That you already pre-arranged to sell it. And can I do, unless you tell that person, you should know, I already sold whatever you're not going to buy. I already sold it to John Smith, Chenveni, or whoever, Yanko Schmidt. And so therefore, don't do that, because again, it's going of das. He knows that the person who's standing in front of him never uses any type of oils and any types of that. Some that the perfumes that people put on their bodies, maybe because he feels that this is a crisis, a masa isha, and he therefore doesn't do it. Well, it doesn't matter why he doesn't do it, but lamasa he doesn't. So I happen to want to go and be going of das and deceive him and act as if I'm his best friend. So I hold up an empty flask of, it says on it nicely, beautiful perfumes coming from Italy and from France and other places for $10.99 for a little bottle of a half an ounce. Truth of the matter, that bottle is totally empty. There's not a drop in it. But I know that fella's never going to take it anyway. He's come to shul for the last 50 years. He never had any shemen, any deodorant, any shmirachs. Go nisht. He takes a good shower in the morning. I don't have no tannis. But I never saw any type of shemen on him. So don't do that. However, mishul kavoy doy imutter. If it's not for purpose of deception, but rather he wants machabedim, in other words, there are other people there standing around, thinking, ooh, that's so nice of him. He is so generous and so gracious. That person must be a respected individual that he's going out of his way to go and show how he likes him and how he praises him. That's Shishan Amdramas. Shishan Kvoidoi is Mutter. So that would have to be, as Yomar is going to tell us in another couple of lines, that you have a whole chevra standing around, and as a result, the person who is offering to is feels good about it. Oh, all these other people think that Yankel is mechabim me as I shine. So he feels very good about it. Zok Timur is right. Frank Timur Eini, how can you go and say that that's the halacha, especially Agabi the Chovyois? Well, Ula Ikla Bey Rav Yehuda, Ula once came to Rav Yehuda, Pasach Loi Chovyois Hamachures Lechendani. And he, Rav Yehuda, opened up for Ula brand new chavios, and the Gemara assumes in the Havamina, he didn't tell him that the rest is going to be sold to the Chenveni later today. So he acted as if, I'm opening it up for you, and even if no guests come for the next 20 years, I don't care. Even though all the wine is going to spoil, he didn't say that, but that's what implicit by the fact that he's opening up a brand new chavios for Ula. Ula's not going to drink the whole thing. He'll drink, you know, a revius or two or three. The rest of the chavi is going to go bad. So Frank Timura, how can he go and do something like that and not reveal it? And for Timura, he told him. Ula came to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, Ula, I'm opening up a brand new barrel of wine, but I don't want you to think that I'm opening it and I don't care about all the rest. No, no, no. You should know whatever you don't drink. Down the street, Yanko Schmidt is coming later today. He's going to go and buy up the rest. So he was talking my DM. No problem of Gnevis Das. The Iboy Simen Nochem Shat Shani Ula the Chov of later of Yehuda, that Ula was so chov by Rabbi Yehuda, and they were the best of friends, best chavrusis for many, many years. The Blav Hochi Nami Psucha Miftachlei Fehitaka. It's loinzach to go and waste the other 49 gallons of wine just to go and give the 1 gallon to Ula. He was willing to go and lose it simply because he loved him and he had such admiration, such reverence for him, etc. Similarly, Tanur Bar, we learned in a brayse, Le'yelech Odol Beis Ovel. A person goes to Chas V'Shalom, a house of mourning, U'biyodoy Lugin HaMeskashkesh, and he has with him a bottle of wine. Now, the Gemara Moed Kotten tells us that initially, every time in the Beis Ovel, he used to drink a lot of wine. And the reason is because it says in the Pasuk, V'yayin Yisamach Morei Nefesh, person who's Nebuch B'Meriris, Nebuch, he's sitting, Nebuch in mourning, he gave him wine to go and give him a little bit of Abyssal Simcha. The Gemara says, however, things got out of hand, unfortunately, and people started drinking a lot until the Chum answered it and they said, forget about it, don't drink wine in the Beis Ovel. Not that now they drink any, but they answered this whole idea of bringing in wine and drinking wine. Not a good idea because it just got out of hand. However, this is prior to that gezeira, so that person is bringing a nice bottle of champagne, fancy wine from the King Louis. It's $1,000 bottle or something. So layelach on the base of biyadoi lugina miskashkes. Miskashkes means that half of the bottle is empty, and therefore, if you're going to go and shake it back and forth, you'll hear the swishing, just like when you have a bell miskashkes and makes noises when you go and bang it back and forth. Here too, if you took that bottle, but nobody knows that because you don't see it's a dark bottle, and you don't see that inside you have this loig that it's miskashkes. So you assume that it's full to the brim. So therefore, that's an inyan of Gnevis Das, both for the Avelim and the other Menachemim that say, oh look. Well, look at Yangel just brought. It's a shine of flesh levan. They don't realize half of it is empty. Ah, so but what I can always do is I can always add water and fill it up. Again, that's deception. Everybody thinks that this is beautiful wine. It says on the outside, Sauvignon, and it's 10% alcohol. And it turns out there's only 1% alcohol because 90% of it's water. So it's Mateo. However, Chavir says Rashi means other people standing around. Chaburois. And therefore, those people see how I'm bringing the wine to the base of Ovel. Oh, these Avelim must be Choshev Yid, because they know that I'm a cheapskate. I normally don't bring a bottle of wine. Maybe I brought a little Shtickel Mazoinis I might bring, but I got a bottle of wine. However, since the Chover era is seeing that I'm bringing that, it's of course I want to be Mechabed, the mourners. People don't realize these Avelim are Anoshim Chashuvim Ma'oid. And that's why I'm bringing the bottle of wine. Oh, it's Lekovid, not with his intention of Ginei Vistas. But to Muhammad the people, that's already what. Tanur Rabban. Similarly, Le'imkar Adam Lachaveri Sandal Shal Mesa. A sandal, as you know, a sandal is made out of leather, at least in the good old days. Today they're made out of plastic, but at least at one time sandals were made out of leather. Now, sandals out of leather, if it's from a mesa, an animal that died, are very, very schwach compared to sandals made out of an animal which was geschachted. Well, why would they so be schwach? Because when did you go and convert this mesa into sandals? The animal died a natural death or an unnatural death. It means the animal was already shvach, was already, you know, in its equivalent of 120 or whatever it was. And so therefore it was a shvach animal. So then the leather, the skin of the animal is also shvach, shvach skin, and it's going to produce inferior leather. Don't sell it v'chlal shel chaya shchuta, with the impression that people have that this was from an animal which is a gizinta animal, and that you shechted it for people to eat, and then you took the skin and you made it into leather. And they made dvar for 2 reasons. You mat him because he thinks that this is prime leather, triple A quality, when really it's only triple Z quality. The Akhmani Asakana. What's a sakana? Because maybe this animal died because of venom, because of eres shel nochash, and that's how it died. And that eres shel nochash may still be lodged inside some of the skin of that animal, and now when you made the leather, that may be lodged inside, it's embedded in the skin, in the leather of the sandal. And a person's going to wear those sandals, and there's going to be a little crack and a little crevice in the sandal. Some of that eris may come out, might go into the person's leg, and chas v'shalom, it could be a sakana, cholila, for that individual. In those days, shemen was worth more money than yayin. yayin was the common beverage that people drank, just like people drink today, seltzer, Coca-Cola, or they buy the Polish spring water. That's, they used to go and drink wine, you know, for breakfast, for lunch. That was their standard drink. So that was relatively inexpensive. Shemen, however, was more expensive. Now, the shemen we're talking about over here is not anointing shemen. It's one of those 1,000 dips that everybody has nowadays. You know, Friday night and Shabbos, if you want an ayah minig, you have to have a dip. So they had the dips of shemen, and they would go and take their challah, and they would dip it in it. Ah, machayit, delicious kebab.
You mean the sourdough?
You can put sourdough challah too, yeah. But the point is that they would go and dip it into the shemen, because that was very gishmak. So what does this person do? He goes and sells or gives a matana to his chaver, a chavis full of wine, up to 95% wine, and the top 5% he put in shemen. What does everybody think? You look at the shemen on top, wow, this is such a beautiful matana. This must have cost hundreds of dollars, but it's full of shemen. So don't do that, because you're going to be over in Ganei Vestas.
What was the point? To look like it's full of shemen?
Exactly, 100%.
It was water.
And it wasn't water, it was mostly wine, but it was shemen.
Why would you use wine just to appear like shemen?
Not that a chavis of wine costs $50 a barrel. Shemen is $100 a barrel. So if you want to impress everybody, you're going to go and buy shemen.
No,
shemen
more water you would have seen right away. Maybe the yayin looks like shemen.
It's just trying to look like shemen. You can use water in the bottle.
Okay. Anyway, leishagr onu mechaber chavish shul yayin v'shemen tzof al piyah. And now the Gemara tells us a masa noira. A masa v'yechad shishik lechaber chavish shul yayin v'shemen tzof al piyah. Itake did that. V'holach, and the recipient opened up. So, oh, this shemen. And he invited a gemachta ganza kiddush, a ganza for all of his chaverim. They'll be all be able to dip in the challah and the sponge cake all into. They didn't have schnapps, so they put it into that shemen. The shemen tzofa bia v'halav v'zivan aleha orchin a ganza orch. The nichlasu, and they all came in. And after the first 2% was eaten up, the rest of it was wine. They have put it in. It's wine. It's not shemen. Motashu shel yayin. And this Baal, the Baal Machnosus Orchim, went and he killed himself. He committed suicide because of the busyoinus. Everybody, the kid is like, so instead of whining,
he was ochid going of that. So if he would have told him, I got this as a gift, he would have, what the chidav chayman?
Yeah.
He had going of that, gave it to me, it's a man bottle.
Okay,
so
Kenza.
That's why he's embarrassed.
I had a fortune for it. I went to shop it.
Okay, whatever it is. Anyway, Ve'ina Orchim Rishon, Litin Mimashal of Name, Lebno Yolbita Shal Balabus. What happens if you have a Balabus who he has Kleine Kinderlach, and he invites a bunch of Orchim to the table, and the Orchim should not go when they see that these Kleine Kinderlach are walking around barefoot, and they're like, oh, you've been so hungry. They shouldn't go and take any of the food from their plates and give it to the kids. If the Balabus wants to worry about his kids, he'll take care of them. You, the Orchim, you don't worry about them. The Gemara tells us a Maisa Noira. Until he gets permit, Balabais says, okay, if I go and give your son, yeah. It was years of famine. He invited three guests. The only thing he had was Ela Kishloish Beim. The Bach changes it Ela Shloish Beim. He only had altogether for the Orchim three eggs. Three Orchim, three eggs, one per Oirech. And Yankel gave him his egg. And then he went over to the shayin. And he gave him all to the egg. So now they have this child that has all three eggs, and the orchim have nothing on the table, just empty plates. So the father, the tinnik, finds that he has all the eggs. One of the three eggs is already in his mouth, and his mouth is popping out because of the egg inside. Ushtayim biyod, in the other two, he has in his two hands, the right hand, the other hand, he has the other two eggs. And the father was so upset. Unfortunately, as we'll see in the Gemara, there was nothing else to offer to the Orchim, and so therefore he gave a patch to that tinnik. Chavta bekarka mes, and the child was hit so hard against the floor, Nebuch, he died. Kibin Shiras, even when his mother saw what happened, she was so beside herself. Otsalagag, she went up to the roof, and up full of mace, and she committed suicide. Now that the father has no more of the wife, he no more has a child, he has Orchim that are now all mavuyish because they have nothing else to eat. That was the only thing he had to offer them. Afulagag, but not full of mess. So therefore, don't mess with this shtikl chazal, because you see, of all the messes that has happened as a result. So don't deceive anybody, and in this case, when the kinderlach, don't allow for the... This of course has nothing to do with Gnei Vestas. He's just telling the story. That you, Orchim, you have the right to go and eat for yourselves, but don't go and be generous for the kids. Leave that for the Balbas.
What should he have done differently? He should not have given.
What he should have done?
What was the mistake here?
The mistake was the orchim should not. The Gemara says an is on the orch. Go back. The Gemara says. Ain the orchim rishoyim lead to mashal of neir. Yeah, that's when when nobody's present. That's when he goes home that the parents should know. Good. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, the Umra Blazer Ben Yaakov will do v'zeh nergu gimel nefashim Yisrael. Because these orchim were not makbid on this halacha, Nebuch, three people had Nebuch died, the child, the mother, and the father. Why is he telling us Umar Blazer Ben Yaakov? You and I could also add it up together, a child, a mother, and a father. Adds up to three. So it was Maika Mashmalan, the cooler of Blazer Ben Yaakov. That this whole story was recited by the Blazer Ben Yaakov, and the Mandioma that repeated this in the Gemara, forgot that Reb Blazer Ben Yaakov had tzeled this masa. He should have started off. The Umar Blazer Ben Yaakov, b'didiha v'ivde in my shtetl, in hoydin anish, in kishkan holosh, we had such a situation, chas v'sholim, there was shnei v'tzayrus, blah, 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 blah. They didn't mention that, so at the last moment, I should have mentioned Blazer Ben Yaakov, so that's why he inserted it at the end, that the whole masa was tzeled, was recited Reb Blazer Ben Yaakov. Okay, Tana Rabban. Now we come back to our dinam of Gid HaNoshe once again, and not legabe the din of Gnev Stas, but now the resale of from the Goy to the Yid. It's Tana Rabban. Hashleach Yerach L'Chaveira. If a person is sending a Yerach to his Chaver, a fellow Jew, Shleima, Eina Tzarech She'yitzel Himena Gid HaNoshe. If he's giving it as a present, he's sending him Shlach Munis, a beautifully full Yerach, sending it to his fellow Jew, then if it's Shleima, he does not have to remove the Gid HaNoshe. Why? Because like we said in the Mishnah, Nishim Mekoyim HaNikr, the Yid that receives it will see, oh, I see it's Gantz. Nobody cut it open. Apparently there was no deveining. Apparently they didn't take any chaylev, they didn't take the Gid HaNoshe. So he'll make sure to do it, he or his wife, or give it to an expert that knows how to do it. Bechatucha, if you're selling or giving a Mashlach Munis of a cut-up meat, Tarshalit or Medigid HaNoshe, you better take it out, because the recipient will assume that it's Kusha V'yusha. All he has to do is put it into the pot, put it into the oven, and start cooking and eating it. So you have to go and either tell him in advance, or don't sell him a chatucha, because he will err, or you yourself take out the Gid HaNoshe in advance, otherwise you're going to be machshel this other Jew. But now let's get to the discussion of the Gemara. If you're giving it to a goy, ben chatucha uben shleima, ein tzarech litol meni Gid HaNoshe. You don't have to go and take out the Gid HaNoshe, even if it's a chatucha. And this, of course, flies in the face of our Mishnah, because our Mishnah we started off today, Shleich Adam Yerach Levichovich Gid HaNoshe B'Soichah, said Yimar, Shleima in Chatucha Lai. Why Chatucha Lai? So we had the whole discussion, Yomach Rizan, Nishmach Rizan, which we're going to get back to in Mir Tashem shortly on the Amid Beis. But in the meantime, you're giving it to a guy, you can tell Ben Chatucha, Ben Shleima, Ein Tzarech Litol Meni Gid HaNoshe, you don't have to worry. Now this is all part of a Braisa, and the Gemara is going to tell us that there are three parts to the Braisa. The first part we already just went through. You're allowed to go and give it to him, even a chatucha. You don't have to worry. You don't have to take out the Gid HaNoshe. Now we get to the Mitziyasa. That means the middle case. Don't sell a goy nevelis or treifas. What's the reason? Two reasons. Echon neshamateu. Like we had before, he's going to Vdas, because the goy is going to assume, oh, this is really kosher v'yusha, the best quality kosher meat. I'm going to give it to all my friends and family. Da, da, da. So he's didn't tell him, by the way, it's a treifa, there was a sirch in the lungs, and this was a treifa. Matei. The achet shemiyachzun yichanel Yisrael, achet. And maybe he's going to go and sell it to another yid. And the Gemara is going to say in a moment, was it a mokim machriz and a machriz? So that's a mitziyasa, that's the middle case. And now we have the sefer. You shouldn't go and say to a goy, here, I give you a dinner, take this, take it to the meat monger, take it to the butcher, and buy from him a dinner of basar. In other words, the value of one dinner, go and buy basar. Why can't you go and send a goy to do this on your behalf? It says, Yomar, for two reasons. What are the two reasons? The goy himself may be an anos. What does that mean? He's an anos, says Rashi at the top. And he's going to go to the butcher, and he's going to say, yeah, you see this dinner I have for you? Give me a dinner's worth of meat. And the butcher puts together a nice, beautiful package of meat. He puts it into a paper bag, into a plastic bag. He puts on a choysim, so you don't have a basar shel salmon ayin. He gives it to him. No, where's the dinner? And the goy immediately takes the bag, and he runs for the hills. A machta plater. So Rashi, ma'akra dinner biyada, he keeps the dinner. The goyz is the tabach. He's stealing from the tabach. He didn't hand over the money. The tabach gave him the goods, but he didn't get the money. So that's.
Can do this otherwise.
Sorry, Nachum.
The only way he can do this.
The other way is going ask him for the money first before you give him the package.
Honest can't do this on his own.
It's good. But what am I saying? He has a customer.
Yeah. And the other reason
is. Go back to the Eid. Now
he has a reason.
Okay. Yeah, he has a reason. He's not going to do it regularly.
Reason number two, Shema Moichin Loi Nevelis Utreifis. If you're going to go and send the goy to the goy or to the tabach to go and buy meat, the tabach sees a goy, so you're going to send Nevelis Utreifis. He won't realize that he's the messenger on behalf of the Jew. So we had three cases, the Reisha, the Mitziyasa, and the Sefer in this Breisa. The Gemara is going to analyze each case now individually. We start the Breisa again. Uboivin Kachot, by a goy. Ben Shlem, Ben Chatucha, you're allowed to give it, allowed to sell it. Ain't it Zerchli to Lemena, get a Noshi, you don't have to worry. You don't have to take out the gid. Mayaskina. Elaim b'mokim shemach rizin. It's one of those places where they are machers. And they put up a big poster and a big sign. They say, Rabbi today, unfortunately, there was a treifa inside the shlachtois. And Baruch Hashem, that day, there was no such sign. Remember, there was no refrigeration and no freezer in those days. So the assumption was, anything that was geshachten today was sold today. Tomorrow, we're going to shecht a new animal, and we're going to go and sell new meat tomorrow. So if that day, it's a mukish machriz, and normally they would go and make a gan tzachroza, the gabba would call out, Nuch and David and Rabbeisai, I have to tell you, unfortunately, inside the shlachtos, there was today a treifa, so be careful. So ilim mukim shemachriz, and they were not machriz, chatucha mai in a tzarech lital and get an oshe, why are you telling me that you can go and give to the goy? Even a chatucha, he's going to go and give it or resell it to another Jew. Kimdlei achriz, since there was no hachroza today of any treifis that there was in the shlachtois, so then a yid might go and buy it from the retail from the goy. He might go and buy it from him, knowing that there were no. I was in davening from beginning to end. I wasn't talking, and nobody else was talking. It was still no hachroza was made. I looked at the bulletin board. There was no sign put up. So obviously there's no treifis. I can go and buy from this guy. Retail, I don't have to worry because there were no other tabachim in town. All of the meatmongers, all the butchers were all yidden. So l'chayra, kim v'yachas osel mizvimnei, he might come and buy from that goy. And if he's going to go and sell to the goy or give to the goy a chatucha, maybe there's a gid hanoshe inside, embedded in it. So why did the braisa say, oy v'chom ben shleim and ben chatucha, ain't it tzarech li t'lemena? No, you have to go and take out the gid hanoshe because it's highly likely that a yid is going to buy it from the goy and he's going to be nichshel and gid hanoshe. I have to say that the price is mokim she'ein machrizin, that they don't make any announcements. Since they don't make any announcements, so no yid is going to go and buy, because every single day of the week there might be treifis, and the yid gave it to our goy. I, a yid, I'm never going to go and buy from the goy, because they don't make any announcements here in town. Maybe there was treifa. So no yid buys from the goy. So then, if that's the case, pshita muzlich zayin that the reish is mokim she'ein machrizin. Okay, so that's good. That's why I can give him a chatucha. Okay, for some reason the 9 second by side can't be canceled. Start again. Reasons. And the chatucha's good. Oh, yeah, it's SOS on the top. Why is it an SOS?
Yes. The signals are gone.
I'm sorry?
The signals sometimes fade out.
Do you mind? Okay, so let me tell you what the number is so you'll be able to dial in. For some reason, they might. Okay. 917.
Oh, yes.
905. 917. 905. 0054.
Join meeting now.
I'm sorry, gentlemen. Everybody still there? Okay. Okay, for some reason, I lost service. So, Mantida, you did. Repetzi Berkowitz went. And gave me his phone. Okay, I hope you didn't miss. How long has it been silent?
We missed the part of the daf that you were saying when you weren't there.
Okay, that doesn't really tell me that much. Anyway.
Go back 2 minutes if you would be kind enough.
Okay, so let's just start second line from the top. Oh my mind. We're going over the price again. If you have you're selling it or giving to the guy, you can give it to him shleima chatucha. You don't have to worry about getting nosh. But my askinah, what's the case talking about? Ilayim amakish machriz, and we're talking about a place that normally they are machriz. They announce if there is treifas that day, and the assumption is that there was no treifas broadcast that day. So therefore, people are going to go and buy from the guy. Why are they going to go buy from the guy? Because there's no other butcher in town. All the butchers are all erlicha from a yidin. So therefore, the guy obviously got the meat from them. And if that's the case, how can I go and buy? How can I sell to the goy? Chatucha, chatucha means an ein tzarach litel amena gid anosha. You don't have to remove the gid anosha. Chatucha mayin tzarach litel amena gid anosha. After all, kivin lo yachris. If there was no hachrozah that this meat today was treifa meat, asel mizbebine. Jews are going to stand online and they're going to come and go and buy from the goy the meat, based on the assumption that it's absolutely kosher because there was no hachrozah. And if you're allowing to go and sell chatucha, if you, the Jew, are giving chatucha to the guy and you're not taking out the gid anosha, the yid that's going to go and buy it is going to think, oh, this is super kosher, there was no hachrozah today. The guy bought it from the Erlich Yid, the great shoychid, well-known Yankel Schmidt, who has been doing shchita for the last 50 years, and he's going to be eating gid anosha, chas shalur, rechmon l'tzlan. Elapshita Muzov said that the first case of the Mishnah in the price of Bunkrim She'ain Machriz, that this is a place that they are not Machriz, whether something is kosher or not kosher. They're not Machriz if there was a tray for that day. Since they're not Machriz, nobody buys retail meat from the goy because maybe that day the meat is all tray for meat. So therefore, that's the reason why you can go and give the goy Shleima, Chatucha, Mita Gidanosha, Una Gidanosha, because no yid is going to go and buy from it. So the first case, the ratio must be talking makim she'ein machriz. Period. Ein metiyas. Let's go to the middle case. Don't you, the Jew, sell nevelus treifas to a goy? Why? Echem nishmateyu knevis das. The echad shemiyachs minkeren liyisrael acher. Maybe he's going to go and resell it to another Jew. Zokti mar. The ibn makim. If you're going to go and tell me that, like the ratio, it's talking about makim she'ein machriz in. That we do not announce in shul that there was unfortunately a treifas that day. We just said in the Reisha, nobody's going to go and buy from the goy because maybe in fact all the meat that day was treifa. And nobody knows because there was no announcement made. So nobody buys from the goy at any time. So why can't you sell in the bailiffs of treifa that have the only customers that he has are other goyim. No Jews buy from the Ovechavim because there's never an announcement if it's treifa or not. So nobody buys. So Elapshita Muzok Sain, Mokim Shemachrizin. It's talking about that they do make a hachraza. And today, no hachraza was made. And so therefore, the Jew assumes everything is kusha biyusha. There was no hachraza made in Mismatish. So if the Jew has the veil of treifis, that they forgot to announce, or they didn't know, or he took it out of the freezer, whatever it was, and he gives it to the goy, that's why it says, you now let us sell them the veil of treifis, because a Jew might come to buy from that guy. It's a mokim, which is machrizen. Today there was no hachraza, so people buy from the goyim without a problem. So that's why don't give him or sell him the veils of treifas. So the middle case of the brisa must be talking about mokim shemachrizen. First one, ein machrizen. Middle case, your machrizen. Ein maseifa. Let's look at the seifa of the brisa. Lo yoyim ha'odom levicham. Kachli b'dinner zeh basar. Don't tell him, here's a dinner, go and buy me meat for a dinner. The goy might pocket the money and not hand it over to the tabach. Maybe since a goy is a goy, and he's going to go to the Jew is going to assume that it's for his own personal consumption, he's going to sell him the veilus of treifas. I'm sorry, Nochmul. He said there are two reasons. Shnei dvarim. This third case is not talking about that.
How could he sell the goy the veilus of treifas?
No, it's a goy to a yid. Goy to a yid. The goy is selling to the yid the veilus of treifas.
The third case, Nochmul. Eimah sefer le'yoyim ha'odim le'evicham. A person goes and asks. He asks. One second. A yid Yankel sends his messenger Johnny. Go and the goy. Please go and buy for me a dinner busser.
And now you see the butcher man is going to sell to the goy what's the
treifa. Right.
Why?
Right. Because he's a goy, and so therefore. What's the gneivus das over here? He sells both kosher and non-kosher meat. He sells both types. If you want to buy kosher meat, it'll be $49.99 a pound. And if you want for a goy, it'll only be 99 cents a pound. So, Kim Techaran a goy. Oh, you want to go and get meat? Oh, yeah. He doesn't have to say anything. It doesn't wear a kapli, it doesn't wear tzitzis, it doesn't wear tefillin.
He's talking about this, he regularly sells treasure.
Yeah, for everybody, yeah, exactly. So he's anybody that comes into the store.
He sells only kosher flesh, but he said he's selling.
Here the problem is.
You're right. Well, he's just going to have his nuts. We said earlier that the guy only buys because he thinks he's getting kosher meat.
Lavdavka.
He said that earlier.
This is the only butcher store in town.
Okay, fine. And there's two departments.
Right? Yeah, exactly, two departments. Anyway, so you have to worry about your machrin and everything. Right. Nochmal, even machrin, your machrin, they talk a place that they are machris, and they go and tell everybody, Rabbi Isai, unfortunately today there was traitors. And that day there was no such announcement. If in fact there would have been a traifa, then we'd have heard the announcement. And therefore, since we didn't hear any announcements, why do you have to worry that maybe he's selling him Nevelos HaTreifos? He doesn't have any Nevelos HaTreifos to go and sell. Because by definition, there was no hachraza made of any tarifas. So what do I have to worry about sending the goy to go and buy the meat? Maybe he's going to give Nevelos HaTreifos. Because normally they would have made an announcement. There was no announcement. El Pshita, Buzazai Mokim Shein Machriz. And the safe is talking about a case where they are not Machriz. And since they're not Machriz, you have to worry about this Istaka and the Velas, the Trafis, being sold every single day. Because maybe, in fact, there was a Trafis in the Schlachtos and they don't announce it. That's not the minig. The minig is not to make any claps on the Stender to go make an announcement. So I never buy from the guy. That being the case, Zokti Yomara, why are you telling me that? So what was the third case? Don't go and send an anud with a goy. Maybe they're going to go and sell him. How can they go and sell him treifis? I would have heard about it. So my makim shein machris, and since they're not machris, I would not have heard about it. So therefore, don't send the goy there because maybe taker give him. Maybe there was taker treifis today. They're going to give him treifis. Zokti Yomara, come to chayis. Reishiv esayvim makim shein machrizin. The first case we're talking about ain machrizin, and the third case makim shein machrizin. Mitziyasim makim shein machrizin. So does that make sense that the brisa changes channels from reishiv to the sefer to the mitziyasim? Amar Rabbi, in yo, kenzach terefin. Reishiv esayvim makim shein machrizin. Mitziyasim makim shein machrizin. Yeah, it works. The brisa works the way it is. Rav Amar, no, kulam makim shein machrizin. All three cases are talking about makim shein machrizin. So now the middle case is good because that was makim shein machrizin. The problem with the Reish and the Sefer. Reish of the Sefer Shechrizu. In other words, it's Taka talking about Mokim Shemachrizin. And we always assumed until this point, Mokim Shemachrizin, and there was no Hachraza today. So therefore I can assume that everything is Kusha V'yusha, that there was no Tarfas. No. Kulu Mokim Shemachrizin. All cases talking about Machrizin. Reish of the Sefer Shechrizu, Mataka Machriz Givein, Raboisei, made a big announcement, Nuchan Davinin, Zoltavisin, today there is Treifas. Unfortunately, one of the behemoths was a Treifa. Rachman Litzlan, we can't do anything. It's Treifa. So therefore, Reishav Sefer Shechrizu, they made this announcement that there was Treifa meat. Okay, so now, let's go back now to the first case was, Eivacham ben Shleiva ben Chatucha, ain't tzarech litol heimena gir hanosha. You're allowed to go and give the goy, even Chatucha, and you don't have to worry about taking out gir hanosha. You know why? Because since they were machriz in Pismedish today, that there was tarfis, so obviously the yid gave the goy tarfis. So I, the customer, I'm not going to go to the goy today to go and buy meat because I heard that there's tarfis. I heard the announcement, not some linen, but I heard the announcement that there was tarfis today. Since there are not going to be any Jewish customers today, that's why you can go and give the Eivik Chav, Shleima, Chatucha, Gina, Noshe, whatever you want, because the Jews are not going to go and buy it. Reishav Seif Shechritim. The Seif is also Shechritim. What was the Seif case? That you asked a Goyish messenger to go and buy it for you, and that day there were machras in shul that there was a treifa unfortunately found today in the Shlachtos. So don't sell the goy because then the yid is going to sell the goy taka from that treifa meat, from that treifa animal. Because after all, machri veim tosach goy, so he's going to sell him the non kosher meat. So that's talking about the first and the third. Mitziyasa in the middle case shaloyichri. Sorry, Nachum.
So why can't you send it?
Why can't you go?
Why can't you send the goy?
Why can't you send the goy? Because the goy is going to go to the marketplace. He's going to go and buy meat from the kosher meatmonger. He's going to come home and he's going to sell everything. I bought this from Yankel the Shoychid, very bekannt to Erlich Yid. And they were machris that day that this treifis, and therefore the Yid is going to give that goy, sell that goy treifis, not realizing that he's a messenger on behalf of the Yid. And he figures, let the goy eat treifus. He has no isser in eating treifus. He has an isser eating every merchay, but he's allowed to eat treifus. So therefore, since it's
Gemara said earlier, was he yes or the avat treif of suri who have matzah, right?
That's what the Gemara is telling us now, that this is a mokoyin shemachrizin, and they take made a hachraza, and the hachraza was that there's tarifis today. He knows that there's tarifis, so don't go and send the goy to go and buy meat in the marketplace, hoping absent-mindedly and without thinking that this goy is going to go and bring back kosher meat. He might very well bring that the treif meat. Don't you remember you heard in the morning that there's treifus today in the Jewish store? So don't send them today. Send them tomorrow. Hopefully there won't be any hakraza tomorrow and everything will be kosher v'yusha. But don't send them today because he's going to go and sell him the treifus. It's good. Well, Mitzias in the middle case is talking about takim mukim shemachrizin or b'shalo yichrizu, but they didn't make such an announcement. What was the middle case? Why? Because he might go and sell it to somebody else. Now this is talking of mukam of where they are machriz, but they were not machriz that day. Since they were not machriz that day, then people are going to automatically go and buy from that store, and they're not going to realize. And if you sell nevelus utreifis la'ovi kechavim, a yid is going to go and buy it, thinking that this is all kushav yushu, because there was no hachraza that day. So therefore, don't sell the guy in a mokim shemachrizin nevelus utreifis on a day shaloi hechrizu if they didn't make that announcement. So that's teretz of Rava. Rav Ashi the punfaket kulu mokim she'ein machrizin. All three cases talking about that they are not machriz. Umetziyasa. So the first case and the third case are fine, right? That's how the Gemara said. The first case is talking about ein machriz, and third ein machriz. The middle case is machriz. So says Rav Ashi, all of them ein machriz. So we don't have to end for the ration. Sefer ein machriz. Umetziyasa. What was the metziyasa case? Metziyasa case was minei shnei dvarim ein moichin vevus treif evi chavim, because maybe that goy is going to go and sell it to a Jew. Ah, so we said, if it's a mokim shei machrizin, no Jew is going to go and buy from a goy, because since they're not machriz, maybe that day there was treifus in the shlachtos and nobody knows about it, so don't go and buy there. Umetziyasa, gzeidishim kirenam ifnei Yisrael. Like we said back on the Omer Aleph, even though 99% of the time a yid is never going to go buy from the goy, because maybe it's a vevus treifus or gid hanosha, here it's talking about that the yid, when he sold it to the goy, he said, or they heard, that it was kosher meat, and so therefore, even though I normally would never go and buy it from that guy, but since I heard that today it was kosher meat, therefore I'm going to go and buy. Don't go and tell Nevelis or Treifus to the guy in front of the Jew. Number one, because he's Mateo, the guy thinks that it's kosher. And number two, the Yid thinks that it's kosher, and he's going to go and buy from it. Therefore, don't. Okay, so we went through this whole Bryce, and now the Gemara says, we said about this announcement. How do they make that announcement in Bismedesh? Heich mechazinan, Amr of Yezubai Yosef, Nafal Bisrael of Bnei Chela. Today, in the Shlachtos, or inside the butcher store, there is Basar, which is Bnei Chela. Bnei Chela no means for soldiers, Bnei Chayil. Rashi says it means for Oivdik Chab. In other words, this is a polite, nice way, instead of saying for the Goyim, he says, yeah, this is do Fleisch Hand for Bnei Chela. But that means for the Oivdik Chab. Frank Timara, why does he go and say Nafal Bisra? Vilema Nafal Trefta Lebnei Chela. Why didn't he say Klor? There's treifus here. So Timara, Loi Zavni, they're not going to go and want to buy it. When the goyim hear that there's treifus, I, the Kamatilahu, isn't this fooling them when they are thinking that, Sidu go meat for the goyim? They think it's kosher meat. So Timara, Inuhu the Kamatia Nafshai. I am not fooling him, he is fooling himself. Gemara tells us the story. He was traveling from Marzutra, was going from Sichra to Bei Mechoisa, and we know Ruva was the Ruvim Bnei Mechoisa, and he was together with Rav Safra. So Ruva, Rav Safra, the Ka'ozi, Lisichra. They were traveling Fakert on the other direction towards Sichra, and of course they met. There was a red light, and they saw each other. Shalom Aleichem. Pogua Dodi. They met each other midway. Who Sava? Meaning Marzutra thought that these great rabbis, Rav and Rav Safra, are coming to greet him and saying, welcome to Mechayzim. And therefore, why did you have to waste so much time and so much effort that you came to meet me and to greet me? You could have waited until I arrive in Mechayzim, and then you come. Rav Safra, who was a great Se'er Lachid, and not only of Yedim Dekasi, the truth of the matter is, we didn't even know that you were coming. If Avyedinin, if we would have known, we would have been treich even more. We'd have had, you know, an 18-gun salute with a parade, with the ganze oilam. We didn't even know that you were coming. So Amli Rav said to Rav Safra, "My time amstei hachi. Why did you go and tell him that we didn't come out in your honor?" Achlish Nidata, here he was so proud, he felt so good. Ah, his ego went up 10 points. They're coming to be mechabin me. And then you said, "It was by accident we happened to meet you." So doesn't he have Chalisha Sadat? I'm going to have someone deceiving him and be going of das. So Timura, no, Iudikamati Navshe. He himself made a mistake. I never said, I didn't put up a big sign. Oh, welcome to Chuchim Bolair, Tzadik Bolair, Marzutra's coming. He himself thought that we came. So there's no din of Gnevis Das. Gnevis Das is only if you positively made an effort to be Gnevis Das, that's usher. However, the person himself made the toys. That's not my problem. I don't have to go and broadcast everything. This Rav Safra, I believe, is the same Rav Safra that the Gemara sells elsewhere, that he was in the middle of Kriya Shema, and somebody came to him and says, "I want to buy your real estate. I'll buy it for $100,000. And he kept on davening the Kriya Shema. And then he said, "Okay, $200,000. By the time he finished the word Emes, it was already $500,000. And now Rav Safra, for the first time, was able to, or after Shemon Esrei, he said, "Nu, are you willing to sell for $500? I'm going to sell it to you for $100,000, because when you said that the first time, I couldn't respond. It was the middle of Krishma. So the Gemara says about Rav Safa, Doiver Emes Bulvavoy, that in his heart, even when he didn't say it, even in his heart. So that's why Rav Safa felt, I can't allow Mazutra to have that misimpression that I'm coming, especially in his honor. So even though he was not a Goyin of Das, but he was more Machmir, because I don't want anybody to be deceived, even unintentionally. Good.
I don't know if the Marshal.
Everybody have a wonderful day. Hatzlacha. Tomorrow, Mi'etchim back on Zoom like usual.